This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Shamika Copeland has been singing the blues since she was 15. She's just 32 years old now, but already her powerful voice and reputation have made her blues royalty.
It's true. This year, the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago proclaimed her the queen of the blues. And she's in our studios right now to show us why.
Whispered me the secret to success, but words mean nothing, money even less. In the end, who can judge if you win or you fail? My body may be weary, but my soul, it ain't for sale. I was born a penny, I ain't gonna be no dime. Trying to change me is just wasting your time. I'm holding on to this simple life of mine. I was born a penny, and I ain't gonna be no dime. Now I admit I don't always have control of the ghost in my head and the spirits in my soul. But when I see that looking glass sitting on a shelf, well, it looks just fine to me, and I wouldn't be nobody else. I was born a penny, I ain't gonna be no dime. Trying to change me is just wasting your time. I'm holding on to this simple life of mine. I was born a penny, and I ain't gonna be no dime. I know a penny ain't a lot, but all I need I got. I was born a penny, and I ain't gonna be no dime. So hold that tiara, 'cause I don't need to be queen. Locked up in some castle never was my dream. That fairy tale you wrote wasn't all that fair. I'd rather ride the highway with the wind blowing in my hair. I was born a penny, I ain't gonna be no dime. Trying to change me is just wasting your time. I'm holding on to this simple life of mine. I was born a penny, and I ain't gonna be no dime. I was born a penny, and I ain't gonna be no dime.
All right. So great.
That's Shamika Copeland with guitarist Arthur Nielsen singing Born a Penny from Shamika's latest CD, Never Going Back. Shamika Copeland and Arthur Nielsen, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having us. Thanks.
And both Shamika and Arthur will be performing tonight at the Bull Run in Shirley. And Shamika, we wanted to start by asking you about your father. Of course, Johnny Clyde Copeland, a great blues guitarist, recognized your talent at a young age and put you on the stage at Harlem's Cotton Club at the age of 8. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
So what was that like?
It was horrible. I was 8 years old, for goodness sake. I wanted to be at home in front of the TV, you know, eating candy or something. But he brought me out there, and he saw that I was in the audience, so he asked me to come up and sing.
And did you blow them away? Did you slay them?
I'd like to think so.
I bet you did.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. And actually, if you watch the tape, you can kind of see me getting into it. You could see me shaking, and then you could see me getting into it. It was pretty funny.
Now, did he teach you to play the guitar? Did you want to play the guitar, the blues guitar?
You know, he never did. In fact, he was kind of against it.
Really?
A guitar for me. Like he was against a lot of things, like voice lessons and stuff, because he thought that my voice was raw and he didn't want anyone messing with it.
Huh.
I think Pops might have said the same thing about Mavis. Don't be messing with that. Whatever that is, just leave it alone. So he was kind of He was kind of like that. So,
Shamika, sitting here listening to you, I mean, okay, so you didn't learn guitar, but I was thinking Sister Rosetta Tharpe, definitely. great name in gospel mostly, but a guitar player. But I also feel like I'm sitting in the presence of, say, like a young Big Mama Thornton. I mean, what are your influences? Or did you ever want to, when you look around blues, who do you look to or even outside of blues?
Well, I have so many influences, and they are far, there's a lot of different genres that they come from. But Ruth Brown was an influence of mine, Coco Taylor, obviously, and a lot of soul singers, Ovi Wright, just tons of great singers that I love.
Okay, let me throw in another name here. Mahalia Jackson.
Absolutely.
And I want to bring her up because she once said that anybody that sings the blues is in a deep pit yelling for help. But I've heard that you don't feel that way about the blues, that you can be kind of joyful and sing the blues.
Absolutely. I think blues is just about telling your story. I think it gets a bad rap from the being called blues, but it's just like it's all it is telling your story. And my stories are not all sad because, unlike some of the ladies that came before me, my life was completely different or is completely different. Mm-hmm. And in my songs, especially for women, I like to put women in a position of power, mm-hmm. and let them know how, in fact, at night on stage, I'm often telling women to go home, get naked, stand in front of the mirror and scream out to the top of your lungs, I am the most beautiful woman in the world.
Good for you.
Yeah. So it's a little bit different. It's a different time.
Shamika, we wanted to go back to your dad. And in fact, we've got something to play just for a bit. Here he is singing Circumstances. I believe it's a 1991 recording. Let's just listen for a minute.
Sit down and start Circumstances.
So that's the great Johnny Clyde Copeland. And Shamika, you covered that song, right?
I did, on my latest album.
And I was wondering if we could get you to sing that.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. This is Shamika Copeland singing one of her dad's tunes, Circumstances.
My mama, papa raised me till I was 21. I went out in the world, I thought I would have some fun, but circumstances took control of my life. Look like circumstances gonna to the day I die. I went to work this morning, y'all. I had lost my job. I guess they think I'm gonna go home, sit down and starve. Circumstances took control of my life. Like circumstances gonna rule me to the day I die. I went outside this morning, didn't have no gas in my car. You know, without gas, I can't go very far. Circumstances took control of my life. Look like circumstances gonna rule me to the day I die. Thank you. Nielsen on that guitar, people. All my life I did the best I can, but all of my actions been governed by circumstances. Took control of my life. Look like circumstances gonna rule me to the day I die. Look like circumstances gonna rule me to the day I die. Look like circumstances gonna rule me to the day I die.
So great. That's so great. That's Shamika Copeland.
I love putting music like this on the air.
Yeah, it's just fantastic. And having her live in the studio, Shamika Copeland, she was singing Circumstances. That was a song by her dad, Johnny Clyde Copeland. And Arthur Nielsen, you're the real thing. Holy moly.
Yeah, we were just saying 13 years of him putting
You guys
up
have
with
been playing
stuff.
Together.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. I wanted to ask you about what it's like to play a song, to cover a song by your father. I mean, I think of the blues as being such a tradition that gets handed down, and singing your dad's song, I mean, that must feel great.
It is. It's really amazing. It keeps me close to him, and I do one of his songs on every record, so it just keeps him a part of what I'm doing.
Do you do it differently, or are you channeling him, or... I mean, how does that work?
I think I always channel him. Yeah. I think if people knew him and me, they'd know that I'm stealing almost everything from him. But the good thing is that a lot of people don't know that. So that's what's really cool. So I can steal and be kind of innovative all at the same time. Nobody can tell.
Shamika, let me ask you. You mentioned that it's different for women today. I don't know if it's also different for women blues singers. Mm-hmm. But you were recently named Chicago's Queen of the Blues. Yeah. And we mentioned that at the top of the segment. First of all, what do you make of that? And why do you say it's different for women today?
Well, I think that it's different for women today because times have changed, obviously. So it's just different in so many ways, I think. Women are stronger. Women are the heads of their households these days. Things have changed. The guys are staying home with the kids. Things have changed a lot. And as far as the Queen of the Blues thing goes, I am completely honored by folks thinking that I can fill the shoes of Coco Taylor. But right now, at this point, I'm 32 years old. I don't know if I'm ready to be anyone's queen. It's definitely an honor, and I'm truly grateful. And I think every female that's in this business right now doing this is a queen, because it takes a lot of hard work. And we all work hard, and we all do our part.
And, I mean, so you say you're not ready to be anyone's queen, but you've been named it already. So what does that mean is next for you?
I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm doing. I'm going to keep on making records and keep on, I guess CDs, and then just keep on touring and going out here and doing what I do.
Well, what you do is fabulous. It's amazing.
It really is, truly.
It is. We're, unfortunately, even though we could have you on for another hour, we're running out of time here. So let's go out on another one of your songs. This is from your latest album, and it's a song called Rise Up.
She got a sink full of dishes.
And Shamika Copeland, what a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate
it.
And Arthur Nielsen, thank you as well. Great playing. Shamika Copeland will perform tonight at the Bull Run in Shirley. You can get more information on our website at radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm out next week, but you'll be in Anthony's good and intelligent hands. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Meghna, have a great time away. I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend, everyone. Join us again next week for more Radio Boston.